The main surfaces for flight control are the ailerons, elevators, and rudder. The ailerons generally function opposite one another to roll the plane. Elevators affect forward to back pitch. And the rudder controls yaw, or rotation around the vertical axis. The entire horizontal stabilizer, which the elevators are attached to, can be rotated to hold the plane at a particular attitude and leave the elevators for finer adjustments. To achieve this, the stabilizer is attached to a motorized device that can move up or down a threaded rod. Secondary flight control surfaces assist these primary systems. On the wing, leading edge slats and trailing edge flaps make up what is known as the high lift flight system. Both slats and flaps extend outward from the wing in a curved downward motion, which dramatically alters wing shape to allow for a much steeper climb angle while also mitigating the chances of a stall for takeoff and while climbing to cruising altitude. The curved slat supports ride on gears driven by a line of connected shafts back to the slat power drive unit. For the flaps, a flap carriage rolls outwards driven by its actuator arm as the supporting flap track beam lowers. A row of multifunction spoilers is situated at the wing's trailing edge to assist the ailerons with roll control. Special ground spoilers near the fuselage operate in sync for a lift-dumping effect, creating downforce during landing to effectively stick the plane to the runway, slow the plane down, and put weight on the wheels for wheel braking.